And see, I forgot to do that. So again, we're talking about objects of mitzvah like tzitzis. So if they are not useful anymore, so then we had a machlokas. Could you throw them in the garbage? Machaber holds yes. The Rama says best not to. So let's go on to base. I think Mr. Magid brought this up yesterday. Now again, in Aleph, we were talking about tzitzis. We're talking about tzitzis. But in base, we'll learn taliso shel mitzvah, shebalu. Let's say the talis. Again, the garment itself, right? The talis. Adam bodo atzmo mehem, ve'eno mutter lekaneach atzmo bahem, v'lo liyachad osam l'tashm shmo guna, ela zorkam ve'hem kolim. So if they're not used, they're not useful anymore. They can't be used anymore. So then a person should remove himself from them, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't wipe yourself with them. It was like use them for a handkerchief or worse. And he shouldn't use them for anything again, any tashmish maguna, any unbecoming, let's put it that way, usage. But, and then the Mechaber says, rather you throw them and they disintegrate. They fall apart. Now what does it mean that you could throw them? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, Zarkan Ratzel Omer, that is to say, La'ashpa. Throw them into the garbage. And even according to the opinion that we saw yesterday of the Rama, that by tzitzis, okay, now maybe it's getting a little clearer. Again, there's a difference between the tzitzis and the garment. We'll see a little more about that a little later. Mashma de moda bezeh. Seems like even according to those people who are machmir, the Rama that we saw yesterday, in the case of the garment itself, right, without, then they would say it's okay.
Trash.
Right. Now, the Mishnah Berurah before, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah before. Hamaguna, so with the talis, you should not use it for something that is unseemly. Awashena guna shari. So the Chofetz Chaim says in your base, but if it's an activity that's not so unbecoming, so to use a worn-out talus would be okay. Now again, like I say, you have to take yourself out of your reality. I mean, Kanai Nahara, you know, fabric is, you know, we have different types of fabric. We have fabrics that they never heard of, you know, polyester and rayon and the polyester is so much different than it was even 20, 30 years ago. Like so, but microfibers, all sorts of things. Right? But in those days, you know, you can imagine, they didn't have that much. You know, especially not the technology, you know, to weave something. You ever see somebody weave? It's a hassle. It takes a long time. So, then to shear those sheep, and then to wash it, and it, right, all the steps we learn about in by Shabbos, you know, that's a, I'm happy I don't have to do that,
this
right?
This is Parsha,
right? It says,
it's great. Borrow his clothes, it's his only garment.
Right, yeah. Right, no, it's unbelievable. Well, that, I hate to say, it could be true today also, unfortunately. But getting back to the point, so again, so you want to use this material, formerly a talus, for something else. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's not maguna, it'd be okay. V'chad tzitzis alav, in rashai lishtamish ba'talus, tashmashen maguna. So let's say, like Mr. Magi was asking, how about if the tzitzis are still on there, can I use the talus? The talus part, not the tzitzis. So, atash mashena maguna, if it's something that's not unseemly. Is that a hint? Das, olas tamid, dishari. So olas tamid said it would be okay. The davka b'tzitzis asar machaber sifal. Because the Mechaber just said the tzitzis are asur, but not the talus. But the Taz says it's also hiskim primogodin. Because of the Taz shel tefila hamiyuchedes l'chach, this is what I was talking about before, and because he holds that the primogodin holds that a talis. Now again, don't forget, in the old days they had the regular garments that, and they were four cornered, and they had tzitzis on it. I don't know how far back this goes, but we don't have that, right? We don't have four cornered garments by and large. So what do we have? So we have to wear tzitzis, either a talis or a talis cotton, right? So therefore, based upon that, the Prima Gaon says, since our talisim, and this will really lead us into Gimel also, to the next halacha, then our talisim for our designed, I don't want to say designed, we wear them when we daven, right? We don't walk around in a talis. We don't walk, you know, we're not wearing a talis and, you know, the tzitzis on and we're walking on the street. So therefore, this is what I was referring to before. Prima Gun says that the tzitzis, in the Machaber, the Machaber holds a talis and the tzitzis are on a different plane. But the Prima Gun says, no, that since we only use a talis for davening, it's on a different level. Talis and tzitzis are equal. Aval talis katan, but talis katan, right, that we wear under our shirts, so then that, pshita d'shari l'chol tashma sheinu maguna. So again, so you could definitely use it for something that's not unbefitting. Afil bora tzitzis olav. Olav, excuse me. As we'll see later, some people sleep in it's just a garment. I mean, I shouldn't say just, but a talis comes on a different level. So therefore, again, what we're seeing now is the talis itself. So let's say according to the Prima Gaon, when the tzitzis are on it, you should be machmir, not to use something unsightly with it. When the tzitzis are off, and let's say the talis is used up already.
Threadbare.
What?
Threadbare? That's when clothes starts to wear out and you can start to see through it, it gets threadbare.
Oh, that's interesting.
The material starts to disintegrate.
That's interesting because. So then we see the Machaber holds you can actually throw in the garbage. Now, I don't know if we'd want to do that. I don't know if people do that. You know, it just like doesn't feel right, but we don't pass on halacha based on feel. But again, now what is interesting is there's a very common practical application to this. Right? We're learning this halacha. When would I use my talis to, you know, So what did the Machaber say? What was the case? Case is, he says, you shouldn't wipe yourself with it, with the talis. Now again, the case in the Machaber was when, when the tzitzis are detached, right? And even then, you shouldn't wipe yourself with it. So you know what case is brought down by the poskim? Not Rabbi Chazkel, but we do. Could you use your talis to clean your glasses? I like that right? Happens very often. But I don't know if you do that. Dry your hand, right? But you know, you're in the middle of davening, or I'm laning, right? I don't know about you. Like any little thing bugs me. I'm like that. Baruch Hashem, not OCD, but you know, like something that gets my line of sight, really, you know.
This is a modern day question.
Yeah, because when did they? Before the war, sometimes people before the war, they didn't have glasses.
Which war?
Okay.
Second World War?
Second.
They had glasses.
No, they had glasses then, but.
They also don't have glasses.
Yeah, but I'm saying before that, World War One.
Probably somewhere around.
So let's say 100 years.
20th century,
yeah. Okay, let's say 100 years. So again, you know, So again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Zechus HaGaruch and others say that would be okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Even
on Shabbos? Yeah, it's just cleaning. It's not. No, but the question we're talking about is, can I use my talus? And here the case is, the tzitzis are still on them.
The talus is good. The tzitzis are still good.
You're wearing the talus, right? You're in the middle of davening.
Clean your glasses.
And there's something on my glasses. So that's what they say. Again, whether it's a mitzvah, I don't, you know, like here we have all these tissues flowing all over the place. So I guess they would say, you know, but let's say, let me give you that. Yemei Lishman Esrei. Can't get a tissue. Again, it's in a couple of rows. There's so many. But, you know, whatever. Right? So yeah, that would be a very practical application. Okay, so we just got a couple more minutes, but let's go on to Gimel. Mutter, back upstairs. Mutter li kanes betzitzis lebeis hakiseh. You could go into the bathroom wearing tzitzis. Now, be careful here, right? It says tzitzis. Well, what does that mean? He just said tzitzis, so that means with a talus? Can I go in there with a talus?
Before that, technically, you could.
So let's see. Well, let's choose the Rama. V'choshekein lishkav, next page, bahem d'sharei, and certainly to sleep while you're wearing tzitzis would be okay, next page. V'yeshe kasu shenoagu sholo lishkav betalis sheyesh bot tzitzis. And some say that you should not sleep with a talis that had tzitzis on it. Gam sholo litno, so that's one. We'll see why. And number point number two is some also write gam shlolit no lekoves eno yehudi lechaves, and also you shouldn't give your tzitzis to a cleaner, a launderer,
non-Jewish
launderer. The akol shlo you mitzvos bezuyas olav, and all these are because so the mitzvos shouldn't be degrading. Right? It's like the cleaner, you know, who knows what he'll do with it, you know, like. I know some people who do give, the cleaners I go to, I see very often when they, you know, get and they turn that thing and you see all the clothes go by, I see very often talis in there. And it's very interesting, somebody told me that, at least, again, I don't want to say names, this I go to is owned by a Jew, and he told somebody, the worker said, the boss said we have to be very careful with those prayer shawls. And he does, and this cleaner does not charge if you bring a talus.
Really?
Yeah, and the workers know, don't mess with the prayer shawls. Right? So again, but in those days, you know, like you even, you know, some Chinese laundry or, you know, they, I don't know, maybe the Chinese would be better.
Your talus to a non-Jewish cleaner's
home. So this is what the Ramah says, some say you shouldn't, right? But again, it's not, it's because of Bizui Mitzvah.
Is that his opinion when he says Yeshonim?
Is that his own? Well, he seems to be going that way.
So he's saying,
look what he says. Let's just finish it. Ach noagim lahakel lishkav b'hem. But the minhag is to sleep in tzitzis. So again, we'll have to revisit this when we pick up Bli Neder tomorrow. But he says, but we're lenient as far as the sleeping. In other words, Rama said 2 points. Don't sleep it with your tzitzis on. We'll talk about that Bli Neder tomorrow. And number two, don't give it to a cleaner. He says, but we're lenient as far as the sleeping is concerned. It's mashma. He's machmer by the cleaners, but we'll talk about that probably another tomorrow. Okay, yashkoach, everyone. Yashkoach.